Good morning, children. Just so you don't have to keep wondering, bandage my hand up because I have poison ivy. So, well, I'm excited to share a little lesson with you today. I thought a lot about this lesson, so much that I've actually had some pretty funny dreams about me teaching this lesson. I'll tell you one of my funniest ones. And if Amy Littlefield's here, she'll know why I mentioned chicken seeds the other day. I dreamed that I didn't know what to do. I had a children's lesson the next. Actually, I had Erica preaching, and I was told I had to have a children's lesson right then. And I didn't know what to do. And I looked around, I saw some eggs. So I got the eggs, and I had the children up front, and I asked them what would happen if you planted the eggs. And I woke up about then, so I'm not sure where that lesson was going, which is probably a good thing. It didn't, but anyway, I've dreamed a lot of weird things. I'd like to read to you a few verses here, and then we'll see what's in this mysterious bag, okay? The hearts of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. You know what knowledge is? To know something and to be really good at it? At least the first part. If you know something and then apply yourself, you can get really good at it, for sure. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. What do you think this verse means? Yeah, I keep expounding. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. What does that mean? Let's break it down. Well, if you have understanding, if you're wise, you're going to want to look for knowledge, right? Does that make sense? And then the opposite, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. So if you're wise, you'll look for wisdom and knowledge, right? And if you're foolish, you're probably going to feed on foolishness. You think that's a good? And the Bible also says, my people, this is God speaking, are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. And the verse goes on. But when we don't know things, when we're not wise, it puts us in a bad position. Here's another verse. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So why do we learn things? What do you think the reason is for that?
So that we can know them.
Yeah, so we can know them, right. So maybe we can avoid trouble, right? Like, if you know that if you're digging in holes in somebody's property, you'll probably run into poison ivy. You'll probably wash up really good and get home, right? Well, somebody I know very personally wasn't thinking, and he didn't wash very good, and now he's suffering the effects of that. But when we know things, we can avoid trouble, right? That's why you don't play on the road. Why don't you play on the road? Isn't it a nice pavement? When you have nice pavement, it's nice to rollerblade on it, right? And ride your bikes. So why do your parents tell you not to ride on the road?
Cars.
Yeah, there's cars going by. They go pretty fast. A lot faster than your rollerblading. Yeah, so we know things to stay out of trouble. There's another reason, too, we know things. We know things so we can bless people, right? Let's read a few more verses here in 1 Peter chapter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober or serious and watch unto prayer. Are you listening, Emily? And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. What is charity?
Love.
Love, yes. So have love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. You know, when you love somebody, you're quick to forgive them, right? Generally speaking. If somebody you don't love very much does something mean to you, are you pretty quick to forgive? You should be, but it's kind of hard, isn't it? But if somebody you really love accidentally does something to you and then asks forgiveness, generally you're pretty easy to, you can quickly forgive them, right? It seems like it'd be a lot easier. So if you have love, love is going to cover all these things. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards the manifold grace of God. This verse can mean different things, but I'm going to take it today to say that God has given us different abilities. And as we have those abilities, we grow in them. And it can be talents that we have, or something that we're not necessarily inclined to do, but we decide to learn how to do it so we can be a blessing to others. And once we know how to do things, we can also be a blessing. So I bought this bag because it looked more interesting than a backpack, and also because I couldn't find a backpack. So I thought this would be a pretty neat bag to put all my things in. So I went around the house and found a bunch of things that represent talents and things that we know and do that we can bless others with. So you're going to help me figure out what each of these is for. What's going to be the first thing here? Let's pull this out. What is that? Any of you want to take a drink? No? You're not thirsty this morning? What is this?
Oil. Power steering.
Power steering fluid. So I'll put this in your oil. I once made the mistake of putting this in my brake fluid. I had to drain the whole thing out. That's because I'm not very skilled at mechanics, and I didn't know what was what. But if I took the time to read the cap, it would have saved me about 15 minutes of headache. Yeah, some people are pretty gifted in mechanics. Are any of you gifted in mechanics? I think so. Are you pretty gifted at least in taking things apart, right? Yeah, yep. And eventually, hopefully, you'll be gifted in putting it back together. But, you know, there's a lot of need for people to know how to do mechanics. You know how much a blessing you could be to people? I recently was very blessed by somebody who did a lot of work on my car. And he was very generous, and he didn't even want to charge me hardly anything for it. But that was really a blessing. He knew how to do it, and I'm sure it took him way less time to do what he did in my vehicle than it would have taken me to do. I probably would have spent all day and probably would have damaged a part and had to go back. But since somebody knew how to do it, they were really a blessing. All right, what is this?
Okay.
Not a machete, yeah, to cut wheat. A scythe or a scythe. I think a scythe is probably more how you call it. I use this in Africa to cut rice. You can also cut a tall grass to make certain kinds of mats and rope out of it. And you have to be really careful with this, though. I once wasn't being so careful, and as I was cutting stuff, I stuck into my hand pretty deep. So you got to be careful. So you have to be pretty skilled. But you know, there are people who know how to farm and grow food. Do we all like to eat? Raise your hand if you like to eat. Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? If people didn't farm, what would you eat? Yeah, scientific processed food, right? Who knows where that comes from? But there's skill in knowing how to grow food. And not just that, but how to take care of plants. You know, how to pull up bulbs in the winter and plant them again in the spring so they bloom really nicely, and how to prune trees, right, so that you can get the most fruit. You know, if you have to cut back your grapevines and your apple trees and your peach trees so that they produce good fruit. You think if I went through and just cut off all the limbs off my apple tree to prune it, it would grow nice apples? Probably not. But if I knew what I was doing and cut certain branches off and trim certain things, then it would produce a lot. But that takes skill. And a lot of all these skills we're going to talk about today, I don't think any of us are just naturally born knowing how to do. But we can grow in them, and it starts when you're pretty young, right? Okay, what is that? Is this a painter? A whisk. What do you use a whisk for?
Stirring.
Yeah, pancakes, right? Waffles, cake batter. Some things are too stiff for this. You have to use a wooden spoon, right? My house, wooden spoons were used for other things too, but had nothing to do with cooking. You know, some people are really skilled in baking. They can just throw all kinds of stuff together, throw it in the oven, it comes out tasting delicious. Other people, you have to pray pretty hard that what comes out is going to be a blessing to you. But you know, learning how to cook is really important. And you boys too, you might be in a situation you have to learn how to cook. And you can't live on spaghetti, sorry. So you have to learn how to read a book. And how can you be a blessing to people by knowing how to cook? Yeah, you cook a meal for somebody. Somebody had a baby, maybe, or somebody's not feeling good, or whatever. Maybe you just decide to bring cookies to volleyball just because, right?
My mom, Marina.
Yeah.
Because she was sick.
Yeah, and we got some soup too. It was the same stuff, but it was really good. But if she didn't know how to cook, we would have been thankful for the thought, right? But then we might wish we had a dog to help us eat it. Thankfully, we didn't have to worry about that. Oh, you gonna come help me paint my house?
Sure.
With this? Take a long time. What do you think this represents?
Painting.
Painting, yeah? But what do you paint with? Art. There we go. Some people are artistic, and they can make nice cards and do nice things for people, right? With their gift in art. And it's not just so they can become famous, but they do nice things for people so they can, other people can enjoy it too, right? I'm afraid this might take a while. I've got a lot of stuff in here. Ooh, this is one of my favorite tools. What is this? No. A draw knife. Wow, you've been around, haven't you? How do you use a draw knife, Timothy? Yeah, shavings down. There's different sizes and different types of draw knives. Some were used to make spokes on buggy wheels. And I specifically used this one. I had some barn lumber that had been part of an old barn. And it had lots of tar on it. And I put it through my planer and I instantly regretted it. Because it took me a whole day probably to scrape that tar off of my blades. It was miserable stuff. Anyway, so I got thinking, what am I going to do? Because I wanted to use it. And so I ended up using this to hand plane each board. It took me a long time, but it was fun. And but you know, some people are gifted in knowing how to make fine furniture, right? And fine crafted things, like those pews you're sitting in, right? And cabinets. And you can be a real blessing to people by knowing how to do things like that. All right. And then there are those who use these kind of tools. And you don't want them to make cabinets for you, probably. They could slap a house together real fast for you. There are people who are gifted in construction, can do all kinds of things with big tools like this and bigger, you know, chop saws and table saws and nail guns and all these things that you don't just start knowing how to do it right away, right? Right, Spring? But you can start helping Dad build a big garage at a work bee, and you can learn how to zap in screws and stuff. It'd be a blessing that way. Ooh, there we go. I'm not very good with equipment, so you have to tell me what this is.
Forklift.
It's like a hat. Like if I imagine if a forklift and a tractor got married, this is probably what they'd produce. I don't know if they call it a front end loader or what. Maybe Melvin can help us out. What is this?
Tractor.
Okay. Tractor with forks. Is that what we're going to say? That works too. You know, some people can drive this. I once was driving a tractor very similar to this. It actually had forks too. But the hydraulic, something was weird in it because those forks would continually go down. And if you weren't paying attention, pretty soon you'd have two lines following behind you. And so you had to continually pull it up. But we were out doing sorghum and I had two big cotton wagons behind me full of people. We were driving out to the field. I don't know why I was driving it. They had told me to drive it. So there I was. Going over this bumpy field. Somebody said, drive faster. So I popped it into a higher gear, and people on the back, I'm not used to driving equipment, and we went bouncing all over that field. It was scary for me, and not so great for people behind me. I don't think they asked me to ever do that again. But, you know, some people can hop into equipment like that and do all kinds of amazing things. How many of you want to be an equipment driver? Kind of fun. I don't think I'd want it. It'd be kind of neat to learn, but that's a little bit too much for me. But some people need to have those skills. And, you know, when you know how to operate equipment, you can go to a CAM project when there's all kinds of trash and stuff from a tornado. You can get into a skid steer and just clean that stuff up so much faster than if you had 10 guys out there carrying heavy stuff. And it can be a real blessing to know how to do that kind of thing. Aha. What's that? This came from a dinosaur? No. Rhinoceros? Ringhorn? No. Deer? I think Daniel knows. I bet Daniel knows. What is that from? Forget what exactly. I think maybe a roan antelope. Anyway, got it in Ghana. And this has a hole drilled in it, and it was used at different celebrations. If I can make a noise. I'm trying this way. Not very melodious, right? But they would play this at funerals and different things. So they have little drums going, and people would keep a rhythm. But you know, it's important to learn about different cultures, different peoples from all over the world. And it'd be interesting if you knew something, say, about Mexico, and you met a Mexican, and you could talk to him, and he says, yeah, I live in this city. And you go, oh, I know about that city, and you talk to him about stuff. That would be just such a blessing to him. But it's important to learn about other cultures and other peoples. It helps you be a good missionary, too. All right, let's keep going. Here's an autobiography about a Christian missionary, God's smuggler. You know, when you read books, you can learn a lot. And when you read autobiography, especially by Christians, there's a lot of good things in here. So let's go through these books real quick that I've got. Ooh, what's this book? Aesop's. How many of you have read Aesop's Fables? A lot of them are pretty good. Some of them are kind of borderline strange. But I use this for classical literature. There's a lot of good things you can learn from classical literature. There's some that I don't think are worth anything. But there's a lot of good that you can get from reading stuff like that. All right, Christian literature. Pilgrim's Progress. It's not the first time I brought this book to church for a lesson. But I really like this book. It's a wholesome reading book. We'll talk about these books here in a minute. Actually, right now. Why is it good to read books? You can learn things from them, right? There's all kinds of things you can learn without having gone to Russia and smuggled Bibles. You can read about it, and it can inspire you, right? And there's lots of things that you can learn in books that you wouldn't have time to otherwise. Now, here's the most important book of all, the Bible. Did you know that the beginning of wisdom starts with the fear of God? It doesn't matter what you know how to do, if you know how to do all these other things, if you don't have a fear of God, it's not going to profit you much in life. Remember here Brother Aaron was talking about direction in life? This is the only way you can truly be a blessing to people for eternity. And not only that, but God needs leaders for his kingdom. Did you know that in the Bible it says that if somebody wants to be a pastor, they desire a good thing? I'll talk to you men over here. But to be a pastor, you need to have a strong relationship with God. You need to know the Word of God. You need to be in this. You need to understand it. So when you come into different circumstances and your church has questions, you can go to here and find the answers. But God needs people that know his Word for his kingdom. Okay, keep going here. White oak bark. White oak bark. Why would somebody want white oak bark? Or why would they pay a whole lot of money for this bag? They just go to the sawmill, right, and say, hey, Brother Mel, can I have a few slices of bark? Does anybody know what this would be used for? Yeah, some people dig up roots, not poison ivy roots, but other roots for purposes. And they put leaves and they steam them and dry them and do all kinds of things. What do you think they do with all this stuff? What? Put it in food, yeah. Do you want this in your food? Casserole? White oat bark casserole. Some people are pretty gifted in medicine. They know how to take all these things and make tinctures to help you feel better, right? And if you know somebody that's not feeling good, maybe you know how to make something that helps them feel good. Or if you know there's a lot of sickness going around, you can give people different things that help them not get sick, right? That's really a blessing. Okay, we'll keep going through here. Haha, a Hillview pen. What could I do with this? Yeah, I could write somebody a letter, right? Wouldn't that be a blessing? I know somebody's not doing good, so I write them this nice letter. My handwriting wouldn't be very good right now, but not that it ever is, but it's at least I got a good excuse. But when you write letters to people, it can really be a blessing to them. And I know my wife has been real blessed by many letters. Us men don't tend to write each other letters. Isn't that kind of strange? Maybe we're too busy for it. Do you boys ever write letters to your friends? Encourage them? You do? Well, good. Keep it up. Seems like once you hit a certain age, they just kind of stop. Right, Silas? Yeah, your dad does. And your grandfather does, too. I know that. Ooh. Here's an interesting bag. What do you think is in here? How many of you have seen a silver dollar? Well, now you have. This is a silver dollar. You know, some people have the ability to make money, and they use their money to bless other people. You know, if they just store it up for themselves, would that be a blessing to them? It's not a blessing to them. Is it a blessing to other people? It's not a blessing to other people. But if you have money and you can use it to help other people or to help the kingdom of God, that's really a blessing. All right. Aha, a dinner plate.
It's frisbee.
A frisbee, whoops. You're right, it is a frisbee. What do you think this is? I'm having trouble with this microphone today. Maybe one of you have to teach me how to use this thing.
You have to put it in your pocket.
There you go. You know, some people are pretty gifted in sports. Other people, like me, probably need to learn how to practice a bit more and just get out there and do it. But so when you know how to play games, you can play with children, right? You can have a fun time. Or just get together and have fun, right? It can be a blessing. Now, it can be too much, too. But knowing how to play some games can really be a good thing. You know, when those people went down to Mexico and they played games with children, you know, whenever, you know, if everybody's shy and standing around and you don't know anybody, but then you say, hey, let's play a game. All of a sudden, everybody gets together. And the people who weren't talking 5 minutes before are all of a sudden screaming and shouting and not shy at all. Isn't that amazing? All right. I don't know if your idea is working, Grandma. Thread. Haha. Yep. Sew something. Yeah, some people are pretty skilled in making clothes. Isn't that nice? I'm really glad people that make clothes. Otherwise, I don't know what I'd have to wear. She makes clothes for you, doesn't she?
Sometimes and yourself.
Yeah, and for other people. And my little daughter Betsy's wearing a dress that somebody else made her. If they're matching today, you might find out who made it. Right, you know, it's not just a girl's thing to do sewing and mending, right? You know, you boys should probably learn how to sew on a button. Imagine if you were out and you lost a few buttons and you didn't know how to put them back on. It'd be pretty rough, wouldn't it? But if you had a thread and needle, that sure would be helpful. Along the same lines with that, here's this. What is that?
Crochet
hook. Crochet hook. How many boys know how to crochet? Kind of two. And you girls, do all you know how to crochet? I learned how to crochet years ago. I think if somebody got me started, I could probably crochet you a doily. I don't think it would look very grand, but I think, you know, skills like this are useful. You know how many older ladies love to crochet afghans and sweaters and stuff like that? Imagine if you sit with them and you just crochet with them and listen to their stories and talk with them. There's a lot of blessings that you can get from learning how to use one of those. Okay, let's keep going on. We're burning through time fast. Aha. How many of you want to play with this? Wouldn't that be fun? Batteries don't even work. Learning how to take care of children, little babies, and play with them, keep them happy, is a huge blessing. I know personally because I have had a lot of people help us with our children. Our babies, keep them happy. And not everybody can do that. You know that not everybody can change a diaper? Not everybody wants to change a diaper, right?
But it's really helpful to know how to do that kind of stuff, how to keep babies happy. Huge blessing. Here's a candle. It's a minty candle. I don't want to smell it. What can you do with a candle?
Smells like a peppermint.
It does, doesn't it? Do you know why? Spearmint. What can you do with the candle? This represents hospitality and just doing nice things for people, you know? Maybe somebody's not feeling very good, and if you just light a candle, the look of the flame, the smell, the nice burning candle is just a cheerful thing. But some people don't know to think about doing little things like that. But little things like that can really be a big blessing to somebody, you know, just maybe putting on a different tablecloth or straightening up a bookshelf or whatever it is, having somebody over for a meal. All those things are a blessing.
Awesome.
Or that too. Yeah, here's an egg. It's a rubber one, don't worry. Learning how to take care of animals is also very, very important. Why is that? There's a lot of people in the world that are hungry. And if they knew how to take care of a cow or chickens, it would sure help them. All right, last three things here, then we'll dismiss you. What is this? I didn't bring the rest of the instrument. This is a mouthpiece for a trumpet. Some people are gifted with singing and with music, and it can really be a blessing to play music for your own self or for others. Maybe somebody's not feeling good, or you go to the nursing home and play the piano for a while, or maybe have a Christmas program and sing for people. That can be a real blessing to them. But I don't know anybody who's learned how to play an instrument in a day. It takes a long time, right? So you have to grow in these abilities. There's a lot of children who start learning how to play an instrument at like 5, 6, 7 years old. Learning how to sing young is good. Mm-hmm. 20-millimeter cannon shell from 1944, anti-aircraft. What does this represent? It's more deadly than a bottle. This is from a cannon shell, like a big, big bullet. It would be used for the Navy to shoot planes that are trying to attack them, like bombers and stuff. But this represents history. It's good to learn history. Good to learn things from your past, from your children, from your parents' childhood. And when you learn from other people, from events of long ago, maybe you won't make some of the same mistakes. Aha! The yummy one. Gummy bears. Do you all like gummy bears? Can I have a volunteer to help pass these out? And forgive me, mothers and fathers, if this is a miserable thing. I'm afraid these didn't come from the farm. I need a volunteer that pass these out. You gonna help, Emily? We might need some help. So just pass them out to people, make sure everybody gets some, okay? You wanna help her, Spring? These represent nice things you can say to people. It's just a blessing sometimes to give somebody a word of encouragement. Say, I like your dress, or I like your shoes, or I like your smile, I like your haircut, or thank you for mowing my lawn. It looks beautiful. Whatever it may be. I think I lost your attention. But there's, you know, you can just be a blessing by just knowing how to say nice things to people and a blessing to them. All right. Let's quickly pass these here. Emily, let me give them to somebody else here because we need to move this along. Sophie, can you just like give everybody 4 or 5? It's kind of... And once you have them, you can be dismissed. All right. Thank you.